25 new homes will be built throughout Aniak, Athmouthlook, Napaimute, Neutok, Quinnahock, Tuxuk Bay, and Tununik. That's federal coronavirus relief funding dollars at work. Thanks to the CARES Act and the American Rescue Plan Act, there's a huge influx of money available for Alaska tribes to build homes.
An explosion is a good term for how much that has increased.
That's Greg Stuckey with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, also known as HUD. HUD recently announced $7 million in funding to build new homes in the YK Delta. Because these grants are tied to coronavirus relief funding, Stuckey says tribes must use the homes as isolation or quarantine units, at least at first.
And then you know later, when COVID is eventually over, that you can use those to lower overcrowding in your communities, because that is a major issue in rural Alaska.
About 40% of homes in the YK Delta are either overcrowded or severely overcrowded. According to a statewide housing assessment, thousands of homes need to be built to fix that. Nearly all of the homes in the YK Delta that will be built using these HUD grants will be tiny homes. Stuckey says they will be smaller than 500 square feet. The kitchen, bed, and living space will all be in the same room with a separate bathroom.
But it would not have a separate bedroom.
Tiny homes have been all the rage in recent years. They've often been billed as an answer to affordable housing. But are they a good fit for a region where households are so large, on average 50 to 80% larger than the national average? Well, tiny homes have been tried before in the region. Coastal Villages Region Fund, a nonprofit, built one in Eek a few years ago, and it says it wouldn't do it again.
We found that people need more space than a tiny home with the number of people in the family.
That's Oscar Yvonne, Regional Affairs Director at CVRF. He says there were other issues with tiny homes besides their just being too tiny. Banks wouldn't finance mortgages for tiny homes. Now, he says, CVRF builds larger, more traditional homes.
A bigger home gives a family more space to raise their families and sometimes even their extended families.
Some of the tribes that recently received a HUD grant to build tiny homes have come to the same conclusion. Tuxuk Bay was awarded $1 million to build 5 tiny homes. But Tribal Administrator Robert Pitka Sr. says the tribe would rather build bigger homes.
We would choose, you know, 2-bedroom home instead of tiny home.
Wait, so why did Tuxuk Bay apply for a grant for tiny homes then? Well, Pitka says he thought the grant was specifically for tiny homes.
The ICDBG grant already had wording in there where it's for tiny homes.
In the grant requirements, building tiny homes is suggested as one way to use grant funds. That may have been enough to convince tribes to include tiny homes in their grant application. Tununik, which also received a grant to build tiny homes, also said it would prefer to build homes with bedrooms. KYUK was unable to get a hold of Aniak or Quinnahock, which are also building tiny homes. But HUD official Greg Stuckey says a grant does not require applicants to build tiny homes or any particular type of housing. For example, Neutok received the same grant award to build 3 3-bedroom homes.
It's self-determination. The tribes decide. The tribes are going to tell me what they're going to build.
And if tribes decide they don't want to build tiny homes, that's okay. A HUD spokesperson said they can change their grant applications. In Tuxuk Bay, Pitka says the new homes, whether they're tiny or not, will make a big difference to the households who will get them. They'll be families currently living in old, unsuitable homes.
They're moldy, they're cold, they're rotten, they don't have water and sewer system. Some are even tinier than tiny homes. And at least a brand new tiny house would make it 100% better.
Pitka says those families could move into their new homes later this year. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.